kitchen one day, and the Lord put it strongly on my heart. It was just so loud and clear. He says, what you're doing overseas, you need to do here also. I said, Lord, I tried. I've been working on that in Cambridge for 30 years, and they're too religious. They don't want to listen. And so he said, get people together of like faith and start with them, and I will bless it. And so that's why we started Regional Churches Kingdom Networking. That's how it all got started. I went and spoke to some pastors in the different cities I knew that believed like we did. And the Lord spoke to them, and it started, and they got people together. And before we knew it, we had 150 people coming out to meetings. And what I've done, I realized and grown in all of this. Every time you start something new, you got to learn as you go along. I realized I wasn't there to start another organization, but just to facilitate what God was doing. And in the last 5-6 years, more and more prayer groups have gotten started, more and more people talking about unity, more and more people that I didn't even know are having meetings like prayer in the park in Kitchener. And so I'd go see these people and get them hooked up with Regional Churches Kingdom Networking and let them head it up in their city, because they're the ones that God is using in their cities. And in Guelph also with Nadia and Ernie Klepp. And so we have a group together now from the different cities that is really interested in this kingdom unity. And it keeps growing and developing. But I believe this year that it's actually going to start to really develop in another sense, where God has brought in an apostolic ministry, and I've taught in his meeting, and he was so excited that he's having a Canadian revival meeting on August the 4th, and he wants me to come and speak at that also. But he wants to come to the Lord. He goes to different areas and starts these meetings and just healing and revival, evangelism, and whoever wants to come can come. And as an evangelist, God is drawing people to him. And he's a dentist, and he knows a lot of people. And so he says God has really put Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge on his heart. And so he wants to come here and start meetings, and he wants me to work with him. Well, this isn't something that I was looking for. I knew something like this has to happen, but I'm sitting back and waiting for the Lord to develop it, instead of me trying to go out and make it happen like I always used to do. Even when I went to Egypt, I didn't try to make anything happen. I just went and started teaching, and everything just happened. Tab and I had no idea what was going to happen, except that we were just teaching, serving God, believing people were going to get healed and set free. And sometimes they needed deliverance, and Tab says, not here. Wait till the people leave. We'll take them in the back room, because we're in the Presbyterian church. So we just work with the system. But God brings this man along now, and he wants to start meetings in Kitchener. So we're going to start that probably the second week in the fall, second week of September. And every month he wants to have a meeting on a Saturday night. He says, as it grows, we'll start two Saturday nights a month, or three, whatever we need. But we have all kinds of people now in this region, and many of you that can come and pray for people and minister to people. It grows, because I don't want to do just mass prayers. God does a lot of things in those situations, but ministering to people one-on-one, listening to them, listening to what their problems are, having that personal relationship. Then we got all these churches that are involved that we can send them to whatever church, the area where they live. We have a young man, he's all full of tattoos, got saved about 6 months ago. And he came to our deliverance seminar because he's getting people saved on the street. One of them was a witch. Well, he didn't know what to do with her. I mean, she needs deliverance. She needs a place to stay anyways. It got worked out, and she's getting ministered to. But he's got groups in Guelph and Kitchener where he's got 15, 16 people. He's got no place to meet. He's meeting in the park under a tree. And these people are getting baptized, but they're still cussing and cursing and have bad attitudes. So they need to, this man needs help. But they're on the streets, and people are getting saved, but they are a mess. So he came to the deliverance seminar that Kathy and I did, and we've invited them over for supper to get to know him better, but we haven't. We want to put into these young people like this that are out there actually doing something, have the boldness, and are hungry for God. Kathy and I want to pour ourselves into these young people and train them, develop them, and mentor them even without them knowing it. They don't have to know. You know, they just come. I phoned him the other day, and he said, I'm getting married in October. You and Kathy are invited to the wedding. He came to one seminar, and I've only talked to him once since for a couple of minutes, and we're already invited to his wedding. So God is bringing pastors around us, young people that want to learn more. And so this is slowly going to develop. And as these meetings develop, I believe it's God's timing for them now. Because of the prophecy that was spoken over me in 7 years ago, after I started Kingdom Networking, I went to one of the meetings in another church, and Russ Moyer was there. He prophesied over me and said that, a lot of stuff. But the bottom line was that God wanted to use me more and more in my city, in the region, and even in the nation. And I would be a leader of leaders and a pastor to pastors, because I had a heart for that. And he said I was a man of love, but also a man of structure and discipline, and I'll make them walk the line. And I mean, he described me to a T. I had never talked to this man before about anything. And I'm sitting in the back of a meeting, and he just turns around and he starts prophesying over me. And it said, in the near future. Well, that's all going to be fulfilled. I'm 70 years old, so God's going to get started, because everything is a process. So I'm believing that this is really the time to start these meetings. Someone tried it before, but his heart wasn't right, and it didn't work out. But I believe this is the time to start. You know what? Everywhere I've traveled, in Egypt, Serbia, all of these countries where God has started a movement, with the apostolic calling, he just does some astounding miracles that wakes everybody up. All he has to do is raise somebody from the dead, and this thing will take off. I'm not saying he's going to do that, but he'll do astounding miracles, because that goes with the call of the apostle. That's why people, Muslims, and people are coming to Thabit for prayer. When we were in Egypt, Muslims would come into the houses where we were, or we'd go visit, and they wanted prayer for healing, and God would heal them. But then you give them the message and tell them about Jesus also at the same time. This thing can bust wide open at any time. But there's prophecy spoken over our lives, Kathy and I. Even the last day of Bible school, they had a prophetic ministry, and he taught about Moses and how he was not willing to go, but God got him to go. And here he'd been in the wilderness for 40 years, and God used him to bring the people out of Egypt. And he says, there's someone here that has that kind of a call on their life. Well, we knew it was me, but I was like Moses. I didn't want to go up and answer that, because there's 300 people in this room. And I thought, I don't want to be presumptuous to say it's me, but the Holy Spirit was almost lifting me out of my chair. It was almost knocking Kathy over, and she's looking at me wondering why I don't get up. Every time I went to get up, he started talking again, so I'd sit down and listen. Finally, he said, whoever wants this call, come up. Well, then about 30 people went up, so I went up with everybody else. But God can sort all that out. But as I was standing there and they were worshiping, it was like from the deepest part of me, there came a cry. It was just like an agonizing cry. I didn't make any noise, but my mouth was open. And it was so, I mean, it was coming from my spirit. It was all the way from down here. And it was just, I was just, tears were rolling down my eyes. And so I knew it was a confirmation that that call was for me. 20 years later, God takes us to Egypt. Moses, call, Egypt, duh. You know? So, as you get thinking about these things, the Lord sort of puts it together. You know, yes, you're supposed to go to Egypt. And it was a supernatural call anyways. But that call wasn't just for Egypt. It was to bring God's people into the kingdom, whether saved or unsaved, religious people. And since then, he's had us do seminars for pastors from all different denominations. And it's a privilege to go to Ethiopia and do seminars for Orthodox bishops and priests. Wow. I mean, and then at the same time, Pentecostal pastors and Baptist pastors in Serbia and Assemblies of God pastors. And in Nepal, we had people there from, I don't know how many different denominations, 400 people, pastors and leaders from all different denominations. And And they want me to come back to their denomination, but I give them the teaching and say, you study it. You must have teachers. You start teaching. I can't go everywhere and do everything. But I really sense that we're getting closer to the time where God is going to start to move. So we spent 7 years laying the foundation for kingdom unity. And we have a lot of contacts. And when God starts moving, that will all come together. And I'm just believing there'll be an apostolic center where we can have a Bible school. We'll start teaching. We have everything in place. People can come and minister, pray. You're all praying, and that's the biggest thing. But then as we get more and more people in the place where we can minister, then people can come and minister to these people. You all have ability. Some people will need to be just fathered and mothered, have a relationship. John is doing that right now in a place downtown here. He's for young people that have these problems. He's just going and being with them and being a father to them and at the same time influencing them and mentoring them without them even knowing it. And so we can all do these things. And so there's exciting times ahead and big stuff. When I see what God is doing through Pastor Thabit and his ministry, and I really believe, Thabit told me this long time ago, it's in his heart to go back into the Middle East and take this message. But he's always said he's going to take me along. But I've been sort of waiting to see how things develop. But I'm really getting healthy now, and I think I could travel again. Not that much, but not every month or anything. But just to go and do some key seminars for pastors or something to allow the kingdom to expand in those areas, the same as Pastor Adalto took me to Brazil. And the pastors were just amazed. They get so caught up with all of their problems, their church growth, the pressure that's on them. And we go there and teach about kingdom way to handle those things. And they just get relieved. Pastors that were going to quit, they heard one sermon, they went back to work and never said nothing and stayed there. Because they finally realized they were carrying the weight of the ministry instead of giving it to Jesus. So we just teach them, give your ministry to Jesus. He gives the increase. All you got to do is pastor, use your gifting. God will look after the rest because you can't bring one iota of increase in the kingdom of God. God brings all the increase. But see, we've learned all these things, and so has Thabit, as we've seen what God has done over the years and in these different nations, where we just go and I just went and started teaching. God does all the miracles. He talks to people's hearts. He changes their hearts. He does it all. He puts it all together. So this is what I've been waiting for in Canada, and it's starting to come together. So keep this all in prayer. Wow. It can get pretty wild once this thing gets going. But we really appreciate your faithfulness as a congregation to the vision, to what God is doing and what he's done in your life. But wow, everything that Thabit has done, it would take us months to stand here and talk about every story, but you all have a part in that because you supported us, you supported him, missions. So it's really exciting. We won't know the results of all of it till we get to heaven. Just what we know is exciting, never mind the things, the stories we haven't heard or the people got healed that didn't tell us they were healed. And so it's I don't know, I'm just full of what God is doing and what he's going to do. Yes, dear. Shall I receive the offering? I'm going to have Pastor Thabit pray for the offering.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are our shepherd. Thank you, Lord, because you are God provider. You will never leave us or forsake us. Pray, Lord, for your ministry, not our ministry. It's your work. We are just tools in your hand to do your will. Pray for everyone here in this church to be part of what you are doing and use them through their prayer, support, and use this money for your glory. Lord, we pray that in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, we'll receive the offering. These meetings in Kitchener, by the way, are not even going to cost us anything. This man that wants to work with me there is, he's going to rent the space. He's going to bring the food, pay for the food. He's bringing workers and different things. And he knows a lot of people in the area. He just wants me to be part of it because he wants to move to other areas. I also have been invited to speak in a church in London. And the pastor is originally from India. His name is Dr. Joy, and his wife's name is Grace. You think they were born Christians or what? Eh? But he has people in his church from India. They all live in London now, but they have three different dialects. And so once a month, he gets them all together, and he wants me to come do some teaching on the heart, and then he'll see where we go from there. But here's another opportunity to reach another city with the message of the heart, which can expand and through those people. And then he says, we'll see what the Lord has us do together. He's already talked about me going to India, but I said, well, let's just take it a step at a time. Sometimes I think of all this travel stuff. I have to take it one step at a time. But I've really gotten healthy, and I'm getting stronger. I'm doing exercise. Found out what the problem was. Was some nose spray I was thinking that was causing, taking that was causing this rawness and this burning sensation. And it's the medicine the doctors are giving me, so I'm getting off everything I can and staying off it, and I'm getting much stronger and healthier. So good things are coming. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Thabitston Wafas Ministry. Father, we just pray for them right now. Father, your blessing on them. We bless them, Father, as a congregation. Lord, even as they consider this their church, Father God, we pray your blessing upon them as we pray every week in every area of their lives, Father, that you would provide for them, protect them, guide them, heal them when they need healing, Father. Bless them financially, bless them spiritually, Father. Open the doors that only you can open, Father God. It's amazing, Lord, how you work. Nothing is impossible for you, Father. And so we thank you that you are our shepherd, Father. Just bless them in every area of their lives. Bless their children, Father, and their studies, Lord, that they would go on to be doctors and great doctors, Father God. Give them wisdom in their studies, Father. Bring all things back to their remembrance. Guide them by your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pastor Bill, what do we need to do with the tables today?